Lecture 8, Ramses the Great, The Twilight Years.
Welcome back. Remember last time I left you with a cliffhanger? I said that Ramses the Great was going to have a midlife crisis and was going to be changed forever. Today I want to talk about that midlife crisis and why Ramses never rode out in battle again, why his attitude seems to go from building temples to something else. I'll give you the answer in advance. I'll give you the punchline. I think Ramses undergoes a lot of hard knocks in his midlife. And you'll see, I think he's changed forever. I already mentioned one of those. His wife, his beloved, right, Nefertari, dies around year 20. That's one thing. I'm sure that affected him. But there's more. Let me first give you an indication of how he changes. In year 21 of his reign, he's about maybe 41 years old, right? He becomes king at 20, so, you know, roughly 41 years old. He signs a peace treaty with the Hittites. Now, remember at the Battle of Kadesh, when he's young and bold, year 5, they offer him a peace treaty, and he says, no way, I'll give you a truce, temporary, but I'll be back. Now, in year 21, he signs the peace treaty. And it's unusual circumstances under which this treaty is signed. The Hittites need it. They are having to fight the Assyrians, and they don't want to fight both the Assyrians and the Egyptians at the same time. So they really need a treaty. But Ramses doesn't. He's still powerful. He's still Egypt. But he signs it. And it's an interesting treaty. Very interesting. Ramses carved it on temple walls. There's a copy of it on Abu Simbel. There's a copy of it at Karnak. And it's an interesting treaty. It has everything you'd expect in a modern peace treaty. There's non-aggression pact. I'm not going to go in your territory. You don't go in my territory. There's a mutual support pact. If I'm attacked, you support me. If you're attacked, we'll support you. There are trade agreements. It's really quite sophisticated. And I think, and this is just me speaking, I think it's the first peace treaty in history that we have, the first recorded treaty. Ramses was also impressed with the way it came, its form. It wasn't the usual document on papyrus. It was a silver tablet, and it came with seals on it. And that kind of impressed them. And when Ramses copied it on the temple wall, he said, and this was originally in silver with seals on it, so he kind of recorded that this was a neat document. Now, let me give you a feeling of the language of this ancient peace treaty. I want to read to you exactly what it says. It's my rough translation from the wall at Karnak. It says, "The great ruler of Hatti," that's the Hittites, "the great ruler of Hatti shall never trespass against the land of Egypt to take anything from it. Ramses the Great shall never trespass against the land of Hatti to take anything from it. If some other foe should come against the territories of Ramses and against the territories of the king, he sends word to the great ruler of Hatti saying, 'Come with me as an ally against him,' then the great ruler of Hatti shall act with him and shall slay his foes." Right? So he's got this whole thing about what he's going to send. "And so shall reciprocally Ramses for Hattusil," who is the king, "and as for him who shall keep the terms of this silver tablet, Hittites or Egyptians, the thousands of gods of Hatti and the thousands of gods of Egypt will cause him to flourish." Right? So the idea is we're going to support each other, and if you stick with it, you're going to flourish. Right? Pretty impressive peace treaty. Now, Ramses signs it. He agrees to it. Why? He doesn't need it. I think he's had the fight taken out of him. It's maybe partly just his wife's death, but I think there's more to it, and you'll see. Now, there are other indications that Ramses changed. Year 34 of his reign, he marries a Hittite bride.